Hello. Okay. How do I go back without using the keyboard?
Scroll up.
Does that do it? Hey, so it does. Okay. So, starting a little late, but that's okay. So I'm going to start just talking a little bit about the origins of KDE on the Mac. I actually started the port in 2001. I bit off way more than I could chew, and I didn't realize it until I was already halfway through, but that's okay. It turns out that the biggest headache in getting KDE working at all on the Mac was AutoTools, AutoConf, and LibTool especially. LibTool was very not ready for the Mac. Unlike most systems, Mac OS X is Mach O, executable format, as opposed to ELF. And there are a lot of little weird niggly details that confuse LibTool. It's gotten much better since then. A friend of mine, Peter O'Gorman, joined the LibTool team fixing a bunch of bugs for Darwin. And a lot of those got merged back into KDE's special LibTool in the admin directory. So today, things actually work pretty well, other than arts. There is no sound that really works very well on the Mac. Arts has the eSound output, and eSound has core audio support, but it works about 10% of the time and usually just doesn't even start up. So other than that, KDE 3 on the Mac is very stable. Much later, an early attempt using the Conqueror embedded code base from KDE 3.1 happened. We got things mostly working to the point where you could actually use Conqueror, and it was, you know, it could browse things, but it really was not a very good experience. It didn't work all that well. Shortly thereafter, Sam Magnuson had started working on porting the KDE 3 code base to Qt 3 Mac. For a while, I was working with him on that, trying to get binaries put together, things like that. I had installer packages even, although they really barely worked. For the most part, the KDE 3 code base was just too messy to work. There's a lot of X11-isms in it. Fast forward to 2005. I started looking at it again when the KDE 4 project started really moving, especially once SCONS came onto the scene. SCONS had Mac support. It worked reasonably well. We were able to get some things building and running with it, but it became clear that SCONS had some issues with loadable modules on Mac that were going to take some pretty deep architectural changes. At the same time, Win32 work had gone and fixed a lot of the messy stuff in the that was X11 specific in the KDE code base, along with people who were just porting to Qt4 in general. There were a lot of things that Qt4 added that made a lot of the X11 specific hacks unnecessary. Then, when the CMake build system came out, things really started moving. CMake works very well on the Mac. There have been very few Apple-specific things needed to go along with the CMake way of building. It's worked very well, and I'm very happy with it. And for the most part, I rarely have to deal with build system issues anymore, which has been usually the biggest problem with KDE on the Mac. A digression, linking on the Mac is weird. Because it's Mach O, shared libraries are not the same as loadable modules. A shared library is just something that you link against that shares code in memory with other running programs. A loadable module is only a loadable module. You have to DL open it and bring it into your address space. And never the twain shall meet, which on ELF systems, they're the same thing. They have the same structures. They work the same way. And so this is actually where the scary KDE init, libkde init stuff was born from, is from the need to share code between the KDE init loadable module and the actual binary that runs a program in KDE. Mac OS X is also very picky about indirect symbols. You pretty much need to specify anything that symbols come from, even if you're not using them directly, with some exceptions. Oh, don't need to reach there. The current hurdles in the KDE Mac port are, for getting something basically usable, they're pretty small. One of the big things that we don't have right now is dbus auto launch. There's very neat auto launch support for dbus in X11 where it'll share the session. I have a friend who is working on that for the Mac, which will use launchd, the Mac's internal APIs for sharing session and environment information between processes owned by the same person. It's not there yet, but in the meantime, I have a hacky little shell script that very early in the K application init, I call out to and get the dbus session information from. I hope to remove that because it's very ugly. Another big issue is if you try to launch something from the Finder, it doesn't inherit the environment you expect to get when you're in, say, a shell. So you can't make a bash RC file that sets a bunch of environment variables like KDE DIRS or the dbus session or XDG data DIRS or any of those things that KDE needs to initialize itself. Right now what I have is I have patched the in that same place where I'm doing the early dbus initialization, I'm patching K application to load some default directories from etc/kde/rc. I'm not sure if there's a better way to really solve that works across users on a Mac installation. If I could assume that only one person is going to be using the Mac, it's very easy. You put it in the user's initialization. But there's no good way to share environment for those types of global things across the system. So I still need to find a good way around that. Another big issue is window focus. On the Mac, every window has to have a handle that associates it with the graphics context. And because of the way KDE does some of its dialog boxes and things like that, it tends to spawn them from other processes. So they won't get focus, or in some cases, they won't even get a graphics context, and you won't be able to click on the title bars, you won't be able to close the window or anything. Essentially, the Mac display code doesn't even really know it exists, so it doesn't get window managed. I haven't figured a really good way around that yet. It seems to only affect KUnique applications, so something's getting lost there, but that's definitely an outstanding thing. And then obviously polish. It's still very very rough around the edges. KDE on X11 works very well. It works just like every other Unix pretty much. But the Mac, not so much. There's a lot of things that have been if-defed out of the code over the years in getting KDE, getting Conqueror Embedded working, getting early QT Mac working, lots of various issues that really need to go back and be audited and cleaned up. My goals for KDE 4 is to get KDE Libs usable. Right now it's pretty usable, but there's some, as I said, ugly hacks in the code that really shouldn't be there. I'd also like to get at least a few apps working well. Amarok is a big one that a lot of people want. There's a desire for something like iTunes that really gives you that database view on your music, but that isn't locked down like Apple. Apple likes to lock things down. There are a lot of people that use Amarok in X11 right now, and would love to not be tied to starting the X server. So that's a very popular one. Obviously, Conqueror. People like Conqueror. Conqueror is very fast. It's fast on Mac as well. And KOffice. KOffice still does not work very well on the Mac, and there's a lot of issues with, I think, some of the lower level frameworks that I haven't been able to dig into yet. So I have a feeling that I won't have KOffice looking nice by the time 4.0 rolls around, but if I can, it'd be nice. An anecdote, when I first did the X11 port, one of the first thank yous I got from a user was for KOffice, because Microsoft Office on the Mac didn't have Hebrew support. And they were doing Bible research and all kinds of things, and the KOffice Hebrew support was very nice. And they were able to do their work on their Macs rather than needing to find other systems to do it. In the future, there's lots of things to do. Obviously, more polish, getting all those other apps working well. I would love to make everything a framework so that it works with the Mac development way. Mac frameworks are essentially an encapsulation of the library and headers for a given framework. So that essentially when you move frameworks around, it can still find all the things you need to develop against it. Frameworks also have facilities for having multiple versions, like ABI versions of the same library in a framework. Also Xcode integration. It would be nice to be able to open up Xcode and say, I want to make a KDE app and have it do all the setup for you. KWallet and Keychain. The Mac Keychain is a lot like KWallet. It would be nice to be able to have KWallet interact with it directly, be able to store your passphrases and things like that in the Mac Keychain, share it with other apps. Obviously getting Striggy and Spotlight talking so that they can search the same databases. Mac Fuse and KIO slaves. I saw that someone at one point had made a Fuse KIO slave bridge. I don't know how stable that ever became, but it'd be really nice to be able to use KIO slaves in the Finder. And MacFuse would let you do that. Plasma on the dashboard. I have no idea if this is possible at all, since dashboard I think is pretty much all HTML stuff. But it'd be nice to be able to take those Plasma elements and use them on the Mac desktop appropriately. And why is it not going down? There we go. So demo time. A decent amount of things actually work. Not many of them work well, but it's certainly a start. So to copy the Windows talk, look at all those K's. Here's K Mahjong, or Mahjong. Eventually. First startup takes a while because it's doing all the KDE init stuff in the background. But it actually works pretty well. I noticed that immediately after the SVG transition, a lot of these things did not work at all on the Mac, even though I'd seen screenshots of them working on Linux. And I did this build yesterday, and things have very much cleaned up in a lot of the KDE games. A lot of the games work. So if nothing else, we can make a Mac KDE game bundle. Does anyone have any requests? I can show you Conqueror here.
Quanta.
Quanta? Oh, yeah, no network, so... You can see the intro page. Woo! I can see if Quanta runs. I have no idea. I started up KDevelop earlier, and it does start. That's interesting.
That's a really easy one.
So I appear to have no way to make a new project. Unless, oh. Yeah, I guess not. It will try, though. Yeah, KDevelop, I've heard people asking for. It comes up. It has a little bit of layout issues, but it does work. I can open stuff and edit it. But yeah, for the most part, KDE Libs works. Yeah, let's try KMail. But as you can see, there's a lot of cleanup to do at the application level. Welcome to K-Mail, local mailbox. No login. Finish. Could not connect host. Operation not supported. Hey, it tried though. Oh, this is one of those magic windows that you can't do anything with. So it looks like it's trying to work, but I have to figure out that window issue. But as you can see, it's not even receiving click events. It just, it's there, but it's not there. So, but it's definitely on its way. A decent amount of things are actually reasonably usable. Some KIO slaves work, some don't. I would love for Fish to work, but it does not yet. I don't know what its status is on Linux, but overall, it's definitely at an alpha stage, but there's a lot of cleanup to do. I would be happy to have people help out, but in the meantime, I kind of work on it in my spare time. I also maintain a bunch of stuff in Fink, which is a Mac OS X distribution, essentially. So all that's left is, does anyone have questions? I guess
questions?
Not.
Really no questions.
No? All right, thank you. And thank you for the lovely idea.
I have one question, actually.
Ah, sure. Oh, that's just, yeah, that's in X11.
Ah.
So, yeah, I did my presentation in X because it does not work in KD.
Does
so,
it work with the QT Mac?
No, the whole desktop section of KDE Base, we don't even build it on the Mac because the whole point is you're using the Mac desktop. So, and most of it is very X11 specific. Obviously, KWin is all X stuff. You know, pretty much everything that's in there really has no translation on the Mac. We could maybe make a replacement, but there's no real point in trying to port them because all the code would be different anyways.
The problem is without the D of the desktop environment, there's a branding issue. You don't actually see that it's a KDE app. So we need some way to make the user aware that it's using a KDE.
Maybe some kind of shell or
splash
screens.
Everywhere. Yeah, or a custom window border.
Yeah.
We need a KD, we need a Clippy, basically.
Clippy with a K.
Yeah.
I see you're trying to use free software.
Do you want to stop?
Yeah. No. No.
That would be Clippy.
Yeah, that would be Clippy. Any other questions? No?
Then we will.
Thank you.
Thank you once more.
All right. Emacs?
We're slowly getting back on track with the schedule. Hardware issues aside.
Actually is running at 1280.
probably not the ideal resolution for the screen, huh?